Like I say, we appreciate the privilege of being here tonight in the service. Thankful for the goodness of the Lord. Appreciate all who's able to come be in the service tonight. I really do. Going on. Going to read some out of 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. It's very, very, very familiar scripture. We're going to read. We're going to start with the first verse. 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, with which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Cretans to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. And Tychicus have I sent to Ephesus. The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Of whom be thou ware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words. At my first answer no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Salute Prisca and Aquila, and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus abode at Corinth, but Trophimus have I left at Miletum sick. Do thy diligence to come before winter. Eubulus greeteth thee, and Pudens, and Linus, and Claudia, and all the brethren. The Lord Jesus Christ be with thy spirit. Grace be with you. Amen. Now maybe, I know this is some very familiar scripture tonight, and I know that this is Paul charging Timothy before Paul left here. He was getting ready to go. There's some things that he wanted Timothy to do and left some instructions with him. That ain't what I'm going to preach on tonight, I don't think. The scripture says here, and I'll be quite frank with you, I don't know what we might do with it, but this is what we've got. So you just bear with us. Paul told Timothy, he said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. Now, we may think tonight that we have nothing to do with how we finish. But the truth of it is, we have all to do with how we finish. There's not another place, I don't think, in the scriptures to where that a person or a man had come to the finish line, and he called his son in faith around and he charged him. Not another place. Now, these men that I honestly believe that know their departure was at hand, I believe that. I believe these people today that can know when their departure is coming. Not intuition. I believe that comes from the Lord. You may think tonight strange about this. This is a little strange anyway in one sense. But I'll promise you, you have all to do with how you finish. All. Not part, but you have all to do with how you finish. I know that these people in this world that find themselves in predicaments and places and situations that they probably don't like being in. But the truth of it is, and I've used this old cliche about all my life, and I've used it on my children simply because of who they'd hung around with. Now you might think, well, preacher, you got preacher's kids, they straight as an arrow. The truth of it is, I believe sometimes they can be the roughest. Sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes. But there's nothing in this world. Let me back up just a little bit, if I may, tonight. There's probably not any of us sitting here that's not made some kind of mistake. Some kind of mistake. Some sort of way, form, or fashion. You can go down through the Word of God and you can find a man by the name of Moses. And Moses, folks, was God's man. God chose him. God sent him. Brethren, and God was with him. But Moses made some decisions on his own. Yes, he did. I'll promise you, I don't care how long you've been saved, my friend, sometimes we make the wrong decision. Yes, we do. And it has consequences. Life, living life, my friend, has consequences. It does. There's no way. What's the saying? What's the scientific proof for every action? There is a reaction. Something's going to come out of what you're doing. Right or wrong, it's going to come. But I'm going to tell you something. You can live such a manner, my friend, to where you come down to the end that you can say, just like Paul, I've fought a good fight tonight. Woo! You can do it. Brethren, it's left up to you. They ain't nobody can stop you. Nobody. I'm glad. We're not under the law. We're not. I want you to know the law showed no mercy. But brethren, God was a merciful God. Was he not? He did not. The only thing that God done to Moses, when Moses made the mistake, he said, you'll not enter into Canaan land. That not what he told him? Did he hate him? Did he discard him? Did he find him a new leader? No, sir. But brethren, let you know, God told him, you'll not enter into Canaan. I can't help but to believe, brethren, that stuck with Moses from that day till the day he died. Has the Lord ever told you no and you just kept going? That's a mistake. Is it not? You found out. Yes, sir, you found out. Brethren, God means what he says. Glory to God. It has all to do with you, how you finish. Yes, sir. I've looked down through the years, my friend, and I've looked at what we call good old saints of God, brethren that stood for God. And brethren, their worlds was turned upside down most of the time. Yes, sir. I don't know why. I don't know where I'm headed anyway. But the truth of it is, you can finish just exactly like Paul did. I believe that. Paul made havoc of the church, did he not? Best way in this world to turn something around, my friend, is to change it. You know why people live for God after they get saved? They're changed. Brother, their life gets changed. I'm glad God don't leave me like it found me, thank God. Woo! He changed me tonight. I have something to do with how I finish. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. These men, my friend, and women alike, in my lifetime, brethren, that I've lost all the confidence that I had in them. Brethren, because of actions that they done, Jeff. But you know who it hurt most? Them. Them. Preacher, you're too much judgmental. I want you to know one thing. I'll guarantee you there's somebody watching your life. And brethren, your life will either be a stepping stone or it'll be destruction to them. One of the two. Yes, sir. There's not a one of us sitting here, brethren, that lives so far above sin that it ain't going to touch home sometime. Yes, sir. I ain't made all right answers, right turns. No, sir. You know what? I knowed when I did. It didn't take 6 months. It didn't take a year. Brethren, when I went wrong, brethren, I knowed it right then. If I kept going wrong, I knowed the trouble that come with it. Yes, sir. You'll never get out of trouble. Thank God going wrong tonight. Two wrongs don't make right. Three wrongs don't make right. Four wrongs don't make right. Does it? The Bible says, y'all know why, Moses did not do what God told him to. He told him to speak to the rock, and he smote it twice. I've always said, he got water. God didn't let him down, but it cost him. Did it not? It cost him. I want you to know something. God, my friend, held that to him to the day he died. But brethren, he blessed Moses before he ever left here, thank God. Did he not? Why did he do that, preacher? Because Moses was God's man. Did you know that I don't know that there was anybody in this world that knowed what Moses was supposed to do except Moses? God talked to him, did he not? He didn't talk to Aaron. No, sir, he told him when he sent him with him. He said, he'll go with you. He said, but I'm talking to you. You'll talk to Aaron. Brethren, that message come from God, Bruce. It don't matter who knows what God wants you to do. Brethren, you know it tonight. Yes, you do. Moses left on a good note. Preacher, how can you say that? He communed with God. Did he not? That wasn't the first time. That wasn't the only time.
Brethren, I'll guarantee you, if you're a child of God, you're going to have some communication with him along the way. Sometimes, my friend, I don't know about you, they got a song out, and I love it, and I can't never remember the name of it, but I know when they play it. But it talks about, my friend, them praying. It said they prayed until heaven come down. Y'all know what that feels like? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If we can't pray until we feel heaven come down, brethren, there's something wrong with us tonight. There's something wrong with the line. Communication. You ain't my problem. Do you know that? You're not my problem. I'll promise you. If Randy don't make it, my friend, it ain't because of you. If I can't get through, thank God it ain't nobody's problem but mine tonight. You don't think you got something to do with how you finish? How you finish? Can I tell you something tonight? You know, did you know that we're all members of one body? Yes, sir. And I ain't talking about Mountain View Baptist Church. We all members. There's one body. You know what the scripture says? It says when that least member suffers, the whole body suffers. I didn't know, my friend, that an eye could affect your whole body. It can. It can. It'll affect your whole body. After a while, you don't do something about it, it'll affect your mind. Yes, sir. Pain. Pain. People that are in pain continuously, brethren, it affects their mobility and it affects their attitudes. I know what I'm talking about. I know tonight, you might say, preacher, I ain't done nobody wrong. It ain't hurt nobody but me. That's a lie of the devil. Why can I say that? Because you're part of the body. If you're a child of God, you're part of the body. And brethren, we all suffer. Some form or fashion. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Finished. He said, I've finished my course. Finished. There's a way to finish this thing. There is. There's a good way to finish it. These people, my friend, that's worried that they ain't going to make it, my friend, because some of them thinks they'll never be saved till they get there. Brethren, you ain't going there if you ain't saved. Born again. Thank God, and God will remember his. Always has. Do you know that? Jacob lost his son. Did he not? Joseph. Did you know at the time that Joseph went missing, that Benjamin hadn't been born. But yet Benjamin was in his dream. Did he not say the sun, the moon, and 11 stars? Yes, sir. Bowed down to this one star. Yes, sir. I want you to hear me. Jacob, my friend, never did get over the fact that he lost Joseph. Never did. I can prove it to you. Them boys, my friend, got rid of him. They thought they'd never see that boy again. Is that not right? They come a day, they saw him, didn't even know him. Is that not right? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, I don't know about that. You let a few years get gone. You run across somebody that you've known all your life. And you have to look at them a time or two. Yeah. Listen. Jacob, when it come down to the end of Jacob's life, the end, I'm talking about the finish. Jacob, my friend, had wound up in Egypt. Yes, sir. A son that he didn't think he'd ever see. He is gone. He is dead. But brethren, on the end of his journey, the Bible says that Joseph brought both his sons unto Jacob. Jacob was feeble, leaning upon his staff. Yes, sir. He blessed the two sons of Joseph. Woo! Thank God he finished his course. Thank God with joy. He said, I thought I'd never see my son, and God's blessed me to see his son. Woo! Woo! You don't think it's good? Finished. Finished. The Bible says that Jacob crossed his hands when he blessed Ephraim and Manasseh. And Joseph said, Father, you got your hand. He said, what is what is. Listen, folks, there was a blessing gonna be to the inward man. Thank God from the beginning. Ho! Ho! Woo! Ho! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Woo! Don't tell me that we don't have something to do, brethren, with how we finish this race. Woo! Glory! Glory! Hallelujah! Ho! Isn't it good? Oh. 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 I don't know. I really don't. I told you I didn't know how this thing's going anyway. I'm not too much worried about it. Just to be honest with you. There's something that bothers me. And it does. There's, you might say, well, preacher, that this ain't going to be no good note. Well, it may not be, but it's reality. Did you know that Saul, before he died, he asked a man to thrust him through? Did he not? Saul. Yes, sir. Why did he do that? I'm going to tell you why. Because he did not like the end of his journey. No, he didn't. And then the scripture goes on to say that he fell upon his own sword. And Jonathan got killed also in that battle. In that battle. We got something to do how this thing winds up, folks. How we finish. There's something that I have seen down through the years, my friend, that troubles my soul. It troubles my soul. The Bible says that the Lord looked at his 12 disciples and he said, "Have I not chose you 12? And he said, "One of you is a devil." Yeah. Verbatim, what he says. One of you is a devil. I'm going to tell you something, folks, and I'm not putting things and situations together. I don't do that. I don't know the mind of somebody when they get close to death. But I'm going to tell you something. That Judas done, he could not live with himself. Could not. He betrayed the Son of God. Yes, sir. Did he not try to give them the money back? Yes, he did. Did he not try to undo what he had just done? Yes, he did. The Bible says that he went out and what? Hanged himself. His bowels gushed out. Listen, you may not like what I'm fixing to say, but I'm going to tell you something. He had something to do with his finish. Yes, he did. I can't lay my hand. I can't truthfully lay my hand on people that commit suicide. I have a problem with it. What I cannot understand, my friend, Bruce, is that I've known people, my friend, that was absolutely church-going, bona fide, born-again people, if I know anything. Yes, sir. And they took their life. Hear me. Hear me. Brother Walden Abernathy, Pastor Tales Creek Baptist Church, and they had a group that sung over there. It's years ago. You may remember them, Crafton. I can't remember their names, but it was two brothers and their wives, and they sung. One of them was Rule. His name was Rule. They'd set your fields on fire. I mean, absolutely set you see. Would mine. I loved it. Rule took his life. Biggest shock. I mean, it was a shock. shock to me. I'm honest. I'd have thought about somebody else, not him. You hear me? They asked Walden to help in that funeral. And I can tell you because Walden talked to me and he said, Randy, I don't know. He'd been preaching a long time, Crafton. He said, I don't know. I don't know whether I can do this or not. Because of how he felt. You hear me? He told me, he said he got to praying and said the Lord talked to him and told him, he said, well, he said, for just a moment of time, he forgot who he was. Just a moment of time. Listen, I've wondered about that. I've wondered about that. Don't ask me. I'm preaching to you that we have something to do with our finish. Listen. I loved their singing. Loved to hear them sing. Loved the Spirit of God that they had. But I'm going to tell you, when Rule done what he done, it did not set well. You hear me? Several years ago, Brother Lanier Abernathy. Some of y'all probably don't know him. Some of you do know him. But he is Earl and Dillard's brother. And I'm going to tell you, I'd sat under him in Sunday school. He knowed that book. He knowed that book. He could teach you some things out of that book. And to my knowledge, was an upright man. Listen. We have something to do with our finish. Yeah. I'm not trying to put anything on anything. I'm just telling you, my friend, we have something to do with how we leave here. I don't know the circumstances. I don't know what happened. But they found him. And they had taken his life. Now, I believe with all my heart that man was saved, born again. I believe he was. I had to preach his funeral. And I felt like that I didn't have any words to comfort anybody. Any words to comfort anybody. I wouldn't comfort it. I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't, personally. But I remember the Lord gave me something to preach on, and I preached on it. But I made this statement at the end of my preaching. I said, it's in the Lord's hands. It's not in mine. Not anything I can do about the situation. I said, as far as his life was a blessing. It was a blessing to me. It was a blessing to others. I said, but it leaves a bitter taste
in my mouth. And it does. Still does. We have something to do with how we finish. You hear me? Preacher, what about people in these accidents and this, that, and another? I got news for you. God has control of a lot more than we give Him credit for. We can speculate why this happens and why that happens. I ain't going to speculate. I'm going to preach to you what God give me. And I'm going to be as honest as I know how to be tonight. We have something to do with how we finish. We have something to do, folks, with how we live. I'll promise you, it doesn't matter. You can holler, Lord, 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 all day long and die and go to hell. You can do it. You can do it. A lot of folks are. But we still have something to do with how we finish. Paul said, I have fought a good fight. That's what he said. I fought a good fight. I have finished my course. Is that not what he said? I have kept the faith. Had Brother Griffin Comerly say one day, he said, somebody had mentioned that scripture, and he said, I don't know about where I fought a good one or not, but he said, I've been in a good one. Been in a good one. You live for God, I'm going to tell you something, folks. They're going to be trouble. They're going to be things that comes against you that you're going to wonder whether or not the Lord's even looking at you or not. Preacher, what are you talking about? Paul said, I fought a good fight. You read Paul's life. We've got a good bit of information in that Word of God about Paul's life. Shipwrecked, beaten, left for dead. Was he not? But he come down to the end of his journey and he said, I fought a good fight. I have finished my course. It can be sweet, folks. It can be. My mother passed away 2017. She didn't tell me, she told the girls, this was like in January, she was 80 years old, and she told my two sisters, they was up there one day, January, February, something like that, and her birthday is in May the 24th. She told them girls, she said, I'll never make it to my 81st. My mother wasn't sick. She seemed to be fairly healthy. Went to the doctor real regular. Do you know what happened? On May 17th, she left here. Left here. Now, I don't know. I know one thing. She was ready to go. There wasn't no question. Very word she'd say is, don't worry about me. Huh? Don't worry about me. One thing that happened, and you can believe this or not believe it, but it happens.
Sometimes people get in the situation where they don't have a will to live in this life any longer. I've seen it. I've seen a lot of folks give up. The night Frank Owens died right here on this first bench, just as sure as I'm standing here, Sister Josie died with him. Well, preacher, she lived a whole year. Yeah, she did. You can ask any of her children that's still living. You can ask Bruce. He knows. Brethren, she never was satisfied. He is gone. Her number one question is, what am I going to do? Huh? All her kids done all they could, up and above and beyond, but it did not matter. Why, preacher? She died when that man died. Her will to live stopped. It stopped. Yes, sir. We have something to do with how we finish. It's not in your brother's hands. It's not in your sister's hands. It's not in your mother and dad or your grandpa and grandma. It's not in their hands. We have something to do with how we finish. Hope you got something out of the message.